Beginning at 10 o'clock, games involving Iowa City High, Iowa City West, and Marion back-to-back-to-back. A guy who knows a little bit about that, Jeff Downing, our producer today. He is a busy guy in Des Moines on Monday, and he's here to take your calls, 366-1600. That's also our text line, Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line, 366-1600. By the way, Michaela Nahazel leading the way for Springville today with 19 points. Maddie Wagaman, Alyssa Jaeger, 10 points apiece as Springville advances. Busy, busy times here at KGYM, and carried as many as six games on Monday. We're going to continue to cover girls' state tournament play tomorrow and the rest of the week. Then the boys take over next week. Joe Wieskamp and Muscatine punching their ticket to the boys' state tournament last night with a really hard-fought victory over Linmar. Iowa City West doing the same. Very gallant effort by the Kennedy Cougars. Were just blown out earlier in the year, but fought West to the end last night at the USL Center before losing 49-40. Pairings out in 4A, 6:30 next Tuesday. The aforementioned Iowa City West and Muscatine will hook up. A matchup of future Hawkeyes, Joe Wieskamp joining the Iowa program next year, Patrick McCaffrey the following year. West, the number one seed, Muscatine, the eighth seed. Interesting last night, Kyle, Patrick McCaffrey accidentally only packed one shoe.
What?
For the sub-state final game last night.
What did he do?
He borrowed the shoes of Joe Wieskamp from Muscatine.
Oh, my. That's pretty cool. I did not hear about that.
Yes. And member of the girls' basketball team at West, according to Jeff Johnson's story, today in the Gazette, dropped by the McCaffrey at home, picked up the shoe, and McCaffrey played the first quarter with Wieskamp's shoes and then changed into his own. And
so his
it's kind of a little funny, but
his shoes showed up after the first quarter?
He had one, but not the second. His
right.
second shoe showed up almost at the start of the game, but you know, McCaffrey had already, he's already gone through warm-ups with Wieskamp's shoes, and interesting they wear the same size, evidently.
Right, that's what I was thinking. I think Patrick might actually even be an inch, or maybe just an inch taller even.
Yeah, I don't know, but interesting that, of course, Wieskamp's game was done, and McCaffrey and Wieskamp play together on the same AAU team, so very familiar with each other, very familiar with their shoe size, I guess. But interesting aspect of that game last night. Muscatine and Iowa City West both punching their ticket.
That'll be a fun matchup when they when they meet each other. If I recall, they played last year, and Iowa City West kind of put it to Muscatine, but Wieskamp played really well.
Yeah, and I don't think Iowa City West is as strong as it has been in the past, but it's still the number one seed in the Class 4A field. And I think it's, despite the fact that Linmar didn't win that game, Trey Hutchinson was terrific, 35 points in that game for that junior from Linmar. It's tough for Linmar, but it's nice to see a player of Wieskamp's caliber make the state tournament. But that'll be next week. Coming up in a little more than an hour, Iowa and Illinois in the first game of the Big Ten men's basketball tournament. Way out east, Madison Square Garden. Friends and family probably there to watch that game, if that. But is this the end for Iowa? I mean, we talked to Michael Loss, the Gazette sports columnist, on Monday, and it was his opinion that this is probably the most difficult draw that Iowa could get if it's in the bottom four among Minnesota, Rutgers, and Illinois. As we know, January 11th, Iowa came up with a 104-97 overtime victory And despite being down by 20, Iowa prevailed on the road. Okay, you think, oh, this team might be on its way. What do? They go and get blown out at Rutgers. And we know what's happened since then. But it's a new season. Unrealistic to think that Iowa is going to win 5 straight games, Kyle. But I think as an Iowa fan, you tell us, you'd like to see Iowa get this win, and then it would play Michigan tomorrow afternoon at 1:30-ish, and maybe pull out a couple. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, especially once we get to tournament time here in college basketball, a team that can score the ball as well as Iowa, you can never discount a team like that. Just think back to Iowa playing Illinois a couple years ago in the Big Ten tournament. Illinois ended up winning that game simply because they had a couple guys who could really score the ball really well. And so, I mean, Iowa, this is a winnable game because I was even doing some research today. Neither team is very good on defense. That's no secret, especially for Iowa fans, that Iowa's not particularly good on D. But the Illini are actually last in field goal percent defense. So they're allowing teams to make, you know, more shots than anybody else in the league. So there's not going to be a lot of resistance for a really good Iowa offense, and then the Illini don't really have the offense to match it. So I look at this game, and, you know, if this season had gone even just a little bit differently, this is it, the whole year, the story of the entire season is that Iowa's been pretty much disappointing, lost a lot of winnable games, but this is another winnable game that I would almost say that I expect Iowa to come out on top in.
Illinois is athletic. I mean, we're talking about a bottom feeder in the Big Ten, okay?
Yep.
Let's not fool ourselves. But what Illinois does do is create turnovers.
Yep.
And they are the best in the Big Ten at that. And what has Iowa's problem been?
Among other
turnovers,
things. Turning
among
it
other
over.
Things. Iowa cannot afford to do that this afternoon and expect to win this basketball game. It cannot allow 10, 12, 15-point runs by Illinois. It cannot afford to get down 20 again and expect to come back. You're right. Iowa has put together some huge second halves in Big Ten play. 63 after halftime at Illinois. But you just cannot continue to survive and expect to survive getting down that many points, spending all kinds of energy to get back in the game and expect to win.
Yeah, that's really been one of their biggest problems all season, is they just can't seem to avoid the big runs. They allow teams to go on 10, 15, 18-point runs. In that Illinois game earlier this year, they gave up a 13-0 run and a 10-0 run early in the game. And, you know, we all know they ended up down 20 in that game. Sure, they ended up winning, but they were in a huge hole. And I think wasn't there another stat Scott Docterman put out recently where they've been down by at least 18 in every single road game this year?
Yes.
You know, this game is a neutral court technically, but it's away from Iowa City, so we're gonna have to see Iowa do something that they haven't really done all year, which is to avoid going down huge away from home.
319-366-1600, our Hertzien and Stocker Jeweler text line. And our phone line, as I mentioned, Jeff Downing, our producer today. Really appreciate Jeff stopping by and doing that. What do you think? You know, what are the keys to the game this afternoon? To me, I think Isaiah Moss is a key, because I'd be surprised if Illinois really doesn't concentrate its defense on Jordan Bohannon. Bohannon had 29 in the first outing against Illinois, and therefore Iowa needs a second player to hit that outside shot. And my goodness, pound the ball inside. Tyler Cook,
yep.
Luca Garza. Illinois isn't particularly big. It is athletic. LaRon Black in there at 6'7", has got some athletic skills, can score the basketball and defend. In that first game, I think 4 or 5 Illinois players fouled out of that game. And that was a result of Iowa getting the ball inside. And I think that's a key early and often.
I would actually have to say that you nailed it. If I recall, the discrepancy in, in made free throws was something like 33-11. The Hawkeyes had a 22-point advantage from the free throw line, and that was, like you said, because they got the ball outside and worked from the inside out. It led to Bohannon having a lot of open threes. I think he made 5 in that game, but he had a lot of open looks, and Tyler Cook had 21 points, 13 rebounds. Luka Garza played very well in that second half, 19 points and 11 rebounds. Illinois, you said it, they're not big. They're not a good rebounding team. You know, as perimeter-oriented as Iowa likes to be at times, I think you're right. They got to go down low if they want to find success in this game.
Coming up, Mark Ironside in the Big Ten Wrestling Tournament coming up this weekend in East Lansing, Michigan. Not exactly the mecca of college wrestling, but Mark will talk about breakdown. The pre-seeds are out. The final seeds will be coming up. And then a bowling night in America, just a tradition like any other, and we'll talk about that later on. So before we bring on Mark, I want to say a happy birthday to Hayden Fry. Hayden Fry, 89 years old today, and he has had his share of health issues and persevered. He was living in Mesquite, Nevada, and I heard a rumor that he moved back to Texas, but I don't know that that is a fact. But I talked to Hayden a couple of years ago when Iowa was preparing to go to the Rose Bowl. I wanted to see if Hayden would come on the show, and he said his hearing wasn't good. He had trouble getting around. In fact, his hearing was so bad he thought it was Bob Stoops calling instead of Mark Dukes. And I kind of straightened him out there, but God bless him. God bless him. 89 years old, and boy, it's 1979 he came to Iowa, and God, that would have put him 49? I don't know. Seems like a long time ago, but hope Hayden lives a long and successful life, and happy 89th birthday to him. And I'm sure Shirley's got a nice birthday cake ready for him this afternoon. Listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to visit with Mark Ironside, break down the Big Ten wrestling tournament coming up this weekend, next on the Gym Class.
You guys want
to
do it?
Ryan Peck drives to rural towns every week, bringing music to kids who need it most.
From the top, ready?
He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now.
Keep on sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top 7 wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the Gym Class with UNASH and Dukes. KGYM.
Yeah, we'll take you down tonight. You're ready for a fight. We'll take you down tonight. You're ready for a fight. Ain't nobody gonna do this for me now.
This puts a smile on Mark Ironside's face. What a great song.
Get you ready for this weekend, that's for sure.
How about it?
It's going to be a fun weekend, extremely fun weekend. It always is. This Big Ten tournament, as always, every single year, it just between the weather just kind of getting warmer out this time of year and the high school season and it just the postseason. I mean, this is a great time of year. And then as soon as the Nationals over, then it's turkey season. It's just one thing rolls off another. Softball season. But this Big Ten championship.
Racing season.
I know it. So much to look forward to right now.
East Lansing, Michigan.
Except for that.
It doesn't sound like a wrestling venue to me.
Yeah, it's actually where the Big Tens were. When was I there? I think that was my sophomore year. Either my sophomore or junior year, the Big Tens were there. I think actually it was my sophomore year the Big Tens were there. Good venue. Lots of room. What was it called? Like Breslin Center or something like that. You know, good venue. Lots of room. Open mat space. It's good for the athletes. It's good for the fans. You know, and it's run really well. So it's going to be extremely interesting. I think it's Penn State's tournament to lose. I know there's a lot of talk out there whether Nolf's going to be, you know, wrestling or not. Is he going to go out and just let a second tick off the clock or not? I see Nolf wrestling. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't wrestle. Just because I think a Big Ten championship is at stake, and I think that means a lot to Cale Sanderson and Penn State. So I got to believe that he's going to go.
Why are he and Michael Kemmer co-number ones? I've never seen that.
Well, they don't know if Nolf is.
Is that the reason?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll decide it Friday night at the official coaches seating meeting, and then basically Cale will say then if, you know, Nolf is going to wrestle or not, and basically tell him what's up. And then if he's not going to wrestle, then they'll give Kemmer the number one. And
if there's any doubt, why wrestle him, right?
You don't really need to, but that's what I'm saying, though, is I think from a team point of view, there is. I mean, there is a reason to wrestle him. You know, I mean, I don't think it's a Big Ten team title is something that Penn State would, you know, want to concede to Ohio State. You know, I think if it's a situation where even if Nolf's not 100%, but he's still feeling good, say he's 95%, I think they for sure wrestle him, you know, and make sure that they get that, you know, team championship. We give them the best opportunity for it.
I know Kuhn beat Snyder, but it just looks so strange to see the Olympic gold medalist seated second. That's really weird.
You know, I mean, Kuhn earned it. I mean, he earned it outright. He beat Snyder fair and square. Snyder just gives up so much weight. I think he was pretty much taxed, too, from traveling over to the Euregan, going through that, and then come back wrestling Penn State right away and then Michigan. And I think it pretty much just finally kind of caught up to him, you know. I think that, you know, Kuhn, I mean, Kuhn's big.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pushing the limit of 285, and he's not like a chubby, you know, 285. I mean, he's a pretty solid boy. He's very athletic. He knows how to move. And if you watch the match, he really wrestled a great match against Snyder. And it's going to be one of many very fun, interesting ways to watch.
The pre-seeds were just announced here a couple days ago. I was looking at those. Iowa has a few guys, you know, seeded one, a few guys at two. You know, of those guys, or of all the guys, who would you feel is most likely to come away a champion?
For sure, Spencer Lee. I mean, Spencer Lee is the, well, unless Nolf doesn't wrestle. If Nolf doesn't wrestle and we get the number one seed there, then you got Kemmer. If Nolf doesn't wrestle, then you got Kemmer. If Nolf does wrestle, then Spencer Lee's got the best shot at it. I mean, that's going to be a crazy, crazy weight class as well, too. But I think between Kemmer, Marinelli, and Spencer Lee, those three guys are probably your best opportunities as getting a championship.
What's the mood in camp?
I don't know. I haven't been down there.
No?
No, I've been a little busy between the state tournament, kids' state tournament last weekend, trying to play catch-up at work. I got a lot going on right now, so I've not been down there at all. I do know, though, this time of year, I've been in there and around there long enough to know that it's a very fun time of year, and the fact that the practices are a little different. They kick some guys out of the room and off the mat a little bit to make sure that, you know, when the varsity guys are going, that they have plenty of space to scrap and roll around so there's no running into other you know, matchups going on. They do a lot of individual stuff. You're in, you're out. It's a really good, hard, probably like hour in there, and that's it. Hour and 15 minutes, you're out of there. You basically, you're peaking right now. You know, not just your body, but also your mind as well, too. Just that's so important this time of year, is just having that freshness, going in fresh with an open mind, clean slate. Doesn't matter what's happened in the up to this, you know, it's the postseason that counts, and it, everybody comes in just, you know, ripping and roaring, ready to go at the Big Tens.
A lot of the wrestlers are familiar with one another, but I'm curious, Mark, you know, in football, film is big. How big is film in wrestling? How much film is reviewed?
I think probably, I don't know, it depends on who you ask. You know, a lot more now probably than before, and that's a lot of that's due to just the accessibility of it. I mean, you got YouTube. You can watch a lot more videos on YouTube of people. Video cameras have come a long ways. It's easy to video, you know, when you're at tournaments and stuff like that, video on other people and so forth. They're just the accessibility to film is just so much greater now than when it used to be. And the other thing is, you know, there's a lot more emphasis on technique now and strategy now, which I personally don't like. And not that I'm not, you know, big on technique, but I think sometimes people start thinking about things too much, whether it's what you have to do or what that guy has to do, instead of just kind of go out and you do what you're good with and you get out and you scrap and you wrestle. And if you start going out and you start thinking too much, then you're going to be the reactor, not the actor, and that's when you get in trouble.
But it's a tool that a coach can use. So Mark, you gave up this takedown, and here's why, and I'll show you why. Type thing.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. You know, I mean, there's definitely, I would watch film, you know, for sure, when I was coming through, and it, from as far as a scout,
was that reel to reel or
yeah, beta? it was a situation where if I was watching an opponent, or if we had film on an opponent. It was where I just kind of wanted to know what his go-to was on his feet. I want to know if he's right-handed, left-handed, what his go-to was on top, kind of what kind of rider he was. If he's a leg rider, what kind of what leg he threw in on what side. If he was an arm bar or wrist rider, what kind of side he liked to ride the most. If he's on bottom, if he's a stand-up guy, is he short sit guy? You know, just the simple, basic type of stuff. But at me by saying that, but I mean, he just lets things come down to the wire way too often and leaves things into his opponent's hand and in the referee's hands instead of taking control kind of himself. It just depends on what Cash Wilkie shows up and wants to wrestle. And like I said, he could make the finals, you know, but it just, you don't know. It's just one of those weights where we're just going to show up and you can't predict anything there.
Do you have the breakdown in terms of how many qualifiers at each weight?
Yes. Do you want to know?
Please share.
125, there's 10 guys at 125.
Okay.
And it's basically based off the depth, the RPI, you know, and they go through each weight class and each conference and so forth, and they base things up basically, like I said, off the depth, and that depends, you know, on the field, like how tough of a field is each weight. Obviously, if there's 10 guys going at 125 pounds, for sure, automatic bids, then 125 is a pretty dang tough weight class. 133, they're taking 7 guys, which we don't have anybody ranked or seated in the top 8. 141, they're taking 8 guys, which we don't have anybody seated in the top 8. But again, those are two weights that I think that we could get guys through. I think Glenn and Vince Turk could get through there. I don't think that the field has seen the best Paul Glenn or Vince Turk, you know, throughout this season. Let's just hope that they show up and they bring their A games. And if they do that, I mean, the other thing is that both those weights, neither one of them have a whole lot of depth in them themselves. So, you know, I think that we could do well there still and qualify. 149, they're taking 9 guys with Sorensen ranked number 2, seated number 2. That's pretty much probably where he'll finish unless he surprises a lot of people and he figures Rutherford out. 157 pounds, they're taking 8 with Kemmer either 1 or 2, depending on if Nolf wrestles or not. 165, they're taking 10, just like 125 pounds, taking 10 guys at 165. Now, this weight class is going to be my favorite weight class to watch. I mean, it is absolutely loaded. I mean, when a guy like Marinelli's wrestling Logan Massa of Michigan in the quarterfinals, I mean, that's going to be crazy. And you know how stacked of a weight class it is. 2 undefeateds in that weight class with Imar and Marinelli. And then Marinelli's going to have Joseph of Penn State, the returning national champ, in the semifinals. You talk about a tough road for Marinelli. And then if he, you know, beats Lot Massa, and then he beats Joseph. Then he's got Imar in the finals. You know, whoever wins that weight class, in my opinion, deserves the OW of the tournament for sure, hands down. It's not even questionable, in my opinion. 174 pounds are taking seven automatic bids with Joey Gunther, who won the wrestle off against Caleb Young by score 3-2 on Friday. So he got the nod there, and he is seated seventh. I think that he'll place in that top seven. It could place even higher. If anything less than seventh there is going to be a real disappointment. 84, they're taking eight guys with Bowman. Mitch Bowman seated eighth. Same thing as 174. I think if we get anything less than eighth there, I'm going to be pretty disappointed. I think Bowman, the thing about Bowman is he's a goer. I think that two weigh-ins, 2 days in a row, I think a grind going through that tournament where he could wrestle up to five matches, I think is, you know, might play a toll on some people and work in a guy like Bowman's favor. 197 pounds, they're taking six guys, which again isn't very much. And Wilkie's the number three guy, and there's a chance he might not even crack that top six. I'm not going to be overly shocked if he doesn't, and I'm also not going to be overly shocked if he makes the finals or even possibly would happen to win the thing. That weight class is wide open. Wide open. Anything could happen there. There's really nobody that's great in that whole weight. And then, obviously, heavyweight, you got Adam Kuhn of Michigan, number one, Snyder, number two, Nevels of Penn State, three, and Stoll, four. They're taking seven guys there. I for sure see us placing the top seven there and qualifying pretty easily there. But that heavyweight weight class is going to be obviously a lot of fun to watch as well.
Question on the text line, Mark. Why don't we wrestle all the Big Ten teams in duels? It's a Big Ten thing, isn't it?
Well, no. Well, you can only have a certain amount of dates that you can wrestle in dual meets. Mm. And then what they do is they do mandate that you wrestle, and I don't know how many is. Let's say 9 out of the 14 or 10 out of the 14 each year, and it's on a system. The Big Ten sets the yearly system. So, like, you know, next year I don't think we're on Penn State and Iowa are not on the same schedule next year. But we'll probably have to use that because we're going to wrestle Penn State, just like they came here and wrestled us on a non-year where we weren't scheduled to wrestle them. It's kind of like a revolving door. It's a schedule, so everybody wrestles each other every two years or whatever. I'm sure we're going to go out to Penn State like they came here to Iowa a few years ago when they weren't on our schedule either. So, there's dates that are mandated. You can only wrestle a specific amount of dates, and if you just wrestled Big Ten schools only, we wouldn't be able to wrestle Oklahoma State, you know, and some other schools as well, Iowa State, you know. So there's just not enough dates out there to where you can, and it's not like basketball where you can play twice a week.
Yeah.
I mean, wrestling, you know, it's like one dual meet a week, you know, and a lot of that is one, because of the gruelingness of the sport, but also two is we don't get charter flights everywhere. I mean, you want to go out to Penn State and wrestle, well, you fly out the day before, you wrestle that day, you get done that night, and then you fly back the next day. You're gone for 3 days for one dual meet. Your basketball, you fly out the day of and you fly back the night of, so you're gone for 1 day, and that's a big difference as far as missing academics and schooling and so forth as well, too, so that plays a huge part of it.
Explain what will happen on Friday.
Well, they have the official coaches seating meeting. This is the pre-seeds here. If anything changes, you know, it's basically talk about injuries and stuff like that. Not really a whole lot differentiates from what the pre-seeds are. That takes place Friday night with all the coaches. The guys will go down on teams leaving on Thursday. Basically, they'll have access to the mats. The mats will all be laid out on the floor in the Breslin Center, and they just go in at specific times. And kind of get a couple workouts in probably that day and just really relax and take it easy and get ready to go, make sure their weight's under control and get ready to go at 9 a.m. Saturday morning. It's a Saturday-Sunday tournament, which I wish it was a Friday-Saturday, but it is Saturday-Sunday every single year. It always has been. And I think the finals start at 4:30, if I remember right, on Sunday.
At that time, Kale Sanderson is obligated to let everybody know NOLF status?
I don't know. It sounds like it. I mean, it really sounds like it. That's kind of what it is. So I don't know for sure, but that's what I hear. It's what I think.
Big 12 tournament, it's different than it used to be. A five-team tournament was a joke, you know. It was Oklahoma State Invitational. Maybe it still is, but there's a smattering of teams out there like you and I, South Dakota State, Wyoming, and they have their share of pretty good wrestlers. I found it interesting. You and I has the same number of number one seeds as Oklahoma State.
Well, I mean,
Oklahoma State's a lot deeper. I understand that.
Oklahoma State's a lot deeper, but the conference is not as deep, obviously. And
right.
That has a lot to do with you and I having the amount of seeds that they have, number one seeds. So, you know, that tournament is taking place in Oklahoma, hosted by Oklahoma, who's extremely down this year.
Mm.
They're very down, which obviously Iowa State's in there as well, too. They're very down. It's just that conference isn't it isn't as tough as, you know, some of the other conferences. It's basically, it's going to be Oklahoma State running away with it, and then probably you and I second, or Wyoming. Probably you and I, Oklahoma State, Wyoming, and you and I, those are probably going to be and South Dakota might be in that top three, but probably around fourth.
Missouri's SEC. Do they have any wrestling in the SEC?
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know who's in there, honestly, even in their conference. But it's unfortunate for Missouri. If I'm Brian Smith, the head coach of Missouri, I'm wanting to get the heck out of there.
I'd get back
fast.
In the Big 12.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I think. I agree with
for wrestling.
And, yeah, for sure, no doubt about it. But there's a lot that goes into that. You know, within the university policies and so forth and stuff. It's not like you can just pick and choose every year. I'm sure there's contracts that they have to stay in it for a certain amount of years and so forth, but there's always more to it than what we ever think, as pretty much with anything and everything.
Yeah. All in all, how would you rate Iowa's season to this point?
I think it's been all right. I think it's I'm not going to say good, but it hasn't been bad. I think once Spencer Lee came out of redshirt, that in the second half of the season, that really gave the team and the fans a huge boost. Just from an excitement point of view. So I don't want to say it saved them, because I think they would still be okay without them. We just know that we're probably not going to be we're not as good at 25 this year as what we will be in the future, just kind of like what Penn State's doing. I mean, they don't have nobody at 25, but yet they got a lot of other horses that will make up a big difference. So, I think it's going good. I think that's helped a lot the second half of the season. We've stayed pretty much injury prone, which is humongous. That's a big, big plus for us, which we haven't been able to do in a couple years past. So knock on wood that we'll stay healthy through the Big Tens. We can go into Nationals, healthy as well, too, because that healthy stuff, man, those injuries, those kill you. They hurt you so bad, so bad.
Mark Ironside, our wrestling expert, the Hall of Famer, joining us on the Gym Class the next couple minutes. Bottom line expectations in terms of, you want to see 10 Hawkeyes get
through. For sure. I mean, we could see as many as 10, which I really think we're very capable of that. And I'm not being overly, trying to shoot for the moon there. I think that's
you can
solid.
See a scenario where that might happen.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah. I can also see a scenario where we might only get 7 through, too. So, we just basically have to show up. I feel very good about it. I feel really good about how we left Ames. I feel really good about the probably the last 2 weeks, even though I've been in the room. I just know what takes place in there. I kind of know what the atmosphere is like. I like the freshness of everything, and the guys are feeling good. They're going to be very hungry to get out and compete. They have nothing to lose, we're not going in with a target on our back, even though we're Iowa, we kind of always semi have a target on our back, but at the same time, nobody expects us to win the Big Tens, so they should just go out there pretty freeless and just let the fur fly, and that's what I hope that they do. They don't go out there and stand around like they're trying to protect something or just hoping to get into the Nationals or win certain matches, just by hanging out and, waiting for the other guy to make a mistake, because that's not making you as an athlete any better for the future.
Flying or driving?
The team is driving, taking a bus on Thursday, and then I go with the team. But I'm just too buried at work, and I'm gonna go up on Friday morning with my radio partner Stephen Grace, and Bobby Telford is gonna probably hop in with us too, and then maybe possibly the Dardanes brothers. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a car full and a good time. And that way too, I like having my own wheel. So as soon as that tournament's over, bam, I'm out.
You're driving. You're the driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told Telford to be ready. He might wheel it some on the way home.
Okay.
And he sent me a text back of a picture of a hammer and then the down sign pointing downwards. So hammer down.
There you go.
Telfer's the best.
Mark, we'll be listening. Bring your energy like you usually do.
You know
it.
It's
going to be a terrific tournament. There's no doubt about it. And
it is.
Hopefully Iowa gets a piece of a few things.
I hope so. You know, we got a chance to win some hardware. Spencer Lee could win Freshman of the Year. You know, we could do some different things. You know, Marinelli wins 65. He could get OW or Freshman of the Year. That'd be crazy. Get them both at one shot, you know. We could definitely bring some home some hardware and do some damage and kind of open some eyes. And, we just got to show up. We got to wrestle. Like I said, we got to go out and we got to compete hard and carelessly a little bit, you know, not in the point to where we're just giving free points away, but we got to go out and earn what we get and not just kind of wait and hope something bad happens to the other guy. And then hopefully we can score on that.
20-30 on the text line. I just want to see Sorensen derail the train.
Good luck.
Good luck.
That's
a tough assignment.
It's a very tough assignment, and he almost did it in the Carver last year. The thing is, though, is what Sorensen needs to do in order to make that happen is he needs to get a takedown and needs to be able to get away. If he can get away right away, not give up riding time, if he can get away without giving up riding time and he can get a takedown, he's got a really good chance of winning that match. And I will say this, out of everybody in this whole entire country, Rutherford, he fears no one, but the least guy that he wants to wrestle is Brian Sorensen. That's for sure. No doubt about it. The very least guy that he wants to wrestle is Brian Sorensen. So that's saying something for Brian Sorensen. You know, he wrestles him the closest every time. You know, he has to get a takedown. He has to figure out a way to take him down and not getting taken down quite so much and then get away underneath. And you can do it. He's human. Mm-hmm. He gets beat. But we're not going to do it by basically being the reactor the whole entire time. You know, what I was saying before, we have to go out, we have to attack his hands, get our hands on him, keep our hands on him. That's what Rutherford doesn't like to wrestle from a tie. He wants to wrestle from a non-tie. If you get him tied up and you keep your hands on him with heavy, heavy hands, you start creating angles, getting on his head, two-on-ones, snatching singles. I mean, that's a whole nother ball game that he doesn't ever get. No one does to him. But we have to relentlessly force that pressure on him, and we don't do it. Brian Sorensen doesn't do it. He lets Rutherford wrestle Rutherford's match, and that's the difference.
We'll see what happens. Mark, thanks for the insight, as always. We'll talk to you next week as we break down the Big Tens and look forward to the NCAA tournament. Have a great trip and a great call.
Keep up the good work, fellas. Even without you, Nash, you're still doing a good job.
Thanks, Mark.
Give him a shot. Mark Ironside. Joining us, as always, we appreciate that. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Iowa, Illinois, and give you a Bowling Night in America preview. Next.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Howdy folks, Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. It learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. Right now, our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Welcome back. 3:46, 3:47 now on The Gym Class. Mark Dukes joined by Kyle Mann, sitting in for Scott Unash, who a couple hours ago or an hour or so ago finished calling the Springville Algona Garrigan game in the Girls State Tournament. That was an 18-point victory for Springville as it moves into the Class 2A semifinals. Scott, busy guy tomorrow. He'll be on the call for three games beginning a little bit before 10 o'clock, and he will have, Johnston, 21-3 against top-seeded Iowa City High, 24-0, followed at 11:45 by Iowa City West against Indianola. And then he will have Center Point Urbana against Marion. Third matchup between those two WOMAC teams at 1:30. So Scott going back-to-back-to-back on the air tomorrow, much as Jeff Downing did on Monday. Jeff, our producer today, heavy duty in Des Moines on Monday. Great job there. And got us rolling on our state tournament coverage. 50 minutes, Kyle. Iowa, Illinois. Anybody out there care?
Right. How are you expecting that to go?
You know, I didn't look. I would imagine Illinois is a favorite in this game. Yep. A slight favorite. Is that right?
I believe that's what I saw earlier. I want to even say it was like 4 points. I'll double check here.
Okay, please do. And listen, Iowa's going to have to play a good game to win this one. Even though Illinois' record is not good, Iowa's record is not good. They both had their moments during the season. Illinois lost three overtime games in Big Ten play this year, including that one at home to Iowa. You got an odds there? Odds?
Illinois 1.5.
Illinois 1.5. Okay. So it's going to be a tight game by all estimations. And I couldn't underscore it more. Iowa's going to have to play well and shoot the ball well, not turn the ball over, not get in a deep hole as it did at Illinois, and defend.
Yeah, there's a handful of things we've already touched on that Iowa simply cannot do if they want to win. I feel like, you know, they can't go down big, they can't give up runs, and you know, if they don't do that, I like a team like Iowa who can score the ball so well, especially against a defense who's not that great. Neither defense is great. Iowa has a substantial advantage offensively, and I've got this weird feeling today. I think Iowa might go ahead and win this game.
Momentum off the Northwestern game?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that. And then I also look to that who was it their last loss before the Northwestern game, the 62-point half, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
They lost that game, but that is a really good half offensively. And, you know, it's weird to say that they're playing well to end the season because they're really not, but, you know.
Those are halves, though.
Yeah.
Those are halves.
Yeah. We've seen them play well in spurts before, and, you know, who knows when they're going to put one together, and Illinois's got the defense that could allow them to do that.
We shall see. A little more than a half hour, the Big Ten tournament kicking off a week earlier than is typical, and that'll be at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The winner of that game will take on Michigan tomorrow at about 1:30-ish. That'll be 25-30 minutes after the first game, which starts, I believe, at 11 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. We'll see if Iowa can notch a. Iowa's 2-7 under Fran McCaffrey in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah,
not even the good teams.
Yeah, there
I have had much success. Tonight, May City Bowl, a rivalry like none other. It's the Rusty Nails and the Pin Pals for possession of the Schmedium. May City Bowl silk jacket. That'll be on display. It'll be up for grabs as we go at it on lanes 19 and 20. Convenient by the TVs, by the bar. Hope both distract the pen pals. We shall see.
As well as the ruckus crowd, the packed arena. Oh. To see everybody. Oh.
It's a rivalry like none other, as I said.
They'll flock out.
Looking forward to it. Scott Unash, of course, not going to be there tonight. He's anxiously awaiting my text results.
Oh, that's not clutch.
From the alley. He insists that I bring the jacket back to the office tomorrow. So we'll give it a shot, and we'll give you the results tomorrow. Back to put a bow on it next on the Gym Class.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now, it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver-Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
Get ready for WWE Live's Road to WrestleMania. Finally this Sunday at 5 at U.S. Cellular Center.
This is my championship. Come take it from me.
See AJ Styles defend the WWE Championship in a 2-on-1 handicap match with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Plus, Randy Orton, Royal Rumble winner Shinsuke Nakamura, Women's Champion Charlotte Flair, and more. Don't wait. Great seats are still available at the box office and Ticketmaster.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann with you for the next couple of minutes to put a wrap on the Gym Class for today. As you mentioned, as was mentioned during the break, Road to WrestleMania returning to the U.S. Cellular Center this Sunday. And you have a chance to win tickets on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn the next few days. So stay tuned. Try to score 4 tickets, courtesy of KGYM. And by the way, it's not too early to think baseball, is it, Kyle?
Not at all. I've been keeping an eye on spring training scores this entire time.
KGYM sponsoring bus trip to Chicago Saturday, May 12th for the White Sox and the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Join Todd Brommelkamp, Alex Kuhn, my partner today, Kyle Mann, our first KGYM bus trip. Find all the details at KGYMradio.com. And by the way, the new and improved website, Chris Jackson, our operations manager, working hard updating photos and information there, and hope everybody enjoys it. Again, Scott Unash on the call tomorrow morning, 9:30, 9:45-ish from the Girls State Tournament. First of 3 games tomorrow morning. Scott, you know, he usually drives back and forth, but he's staying overnight.
Yep. He's got a busy few days.
I told him he was going soft on me.
Yeah, I heard yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you told him that yesterday? Yeah.
I don't blame him a bit.
Yeah, no, I'd be doing the same thing. That's an Iron Man type performance as far as I'm concerned.
Speaking of Iron Man, thanks to Mark Ironside for his appearance once again today on the Gym Class, breaking down the Big Ten wrestling tournament. He'll be with us again next week to go over the results and break down the NCAA wrestling tournament, which should be a dandy coming up. Again, happy birthday to Hayden Fry, 89 years old today. It's a lot of candles to blow out.
So many. You know what that means, though? You got to have a pretty big cake. I wonder if he's
big
still
cake,
into cake.
A lot of candles. I don't know if he's into cake anymore or not. But listen, Kyle, thanks for joining us today. Thanks to Jeff Downing, our producer. He's a man of many jackets as well. As
many
he's
hats.
Called games in the state tournament back to produce the shows. And we really appreciate that. So Kyle will be with me again tomorrow. And we will dissect the Big Ten tournament and talk with Kevin Lehman, our basketball expert, on the Gym Class. See you tomorrow.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on Certified Pre-Owned warranties.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a